Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have a responsibility. For those that know our lives, you know, EZ12, EZ12.org is a very important thing because, you know, we're a sign. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are a sign, and we need those who know us to stand up and see everything and don't be like Israel was at one point when all this thing was happening along the side and they didn't even pay attention to what God was doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because if we'll listen. And this is, I'm just seeing this in my heart. I'm seeing it because I believe there's so many people who love God, so many people who love the nation that God has blessed us with, that no matter what flakes are out there, for example, or what craziness is going on, that we in our own communities, our own states, for example, or our own neighborhoods or whatever, you know, God can put a glory zone there. I mean, we can walk. I mean, it happens around the world. I mean, you can, if you go and explore transformational videos that are out there done by the founder of, the son of the founder of Cessna or whatever jet.
I don't know.
I know. His daddy's money. He went around and traveled around, you know, documenting things and all that.
Warren Buffett.
No.
I'm sorry.
Wrong documentary.
We're talking about Jesus, man.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Buffett.
No pun intended, Warren.
His son is feeding people. Yeah, wrong narrative. When you said daddy's money.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about. Yeah, you're right. His son's taking over the culture of the company and all that. But this is the guy that did the transformational videos. He would go into a place that did, in the middle of all darkness, they transform. They cried out to God and they said, we want to do what's right, government all the way down. And then God began to bless all their vegetation, their dirt, their concept. I mean, everything was blessed. Mm-hmm. And bars closed down and became places churches. The church gathered. Mm-hmm. And they're in stadiums just crying out to God. And so there can be a momentary, you know, glory zone. And why not? Why not believe and live in the Goshen? Mm. I mean, understand, everything was falling apart. Everything was falling apart at the time God prepared a place for his people called Goshen. He did it through a persecuted son, a persecuted brother, which who they meant for evil. But understand, it came to a point, if they would listen, if they would have listened to Joseph, God had a plan. And what they meant for evil, Joseph said that God meant it for good so that he could actually bring them into a place when this famine hits the world, you know, that you can take his people and put them into Goshen. And Goshen was the best of the best of what was to offer in Egypt because God had promoted Joseph from slavery, from betrayal to slavery to the house, you know, to the help, to, you know, falsely accused the sexual predator by Potiphar's wife, locked up in prison management, betrayal in the prison, all this kind of stuff. To the, finally, he goes, hey, we need Joseph to run the country.
Right.
And most of us like, I ain't touching your country with a 10-foot pole the way you guys treated me. And he was very humble about it. He just said, you know, whatever. But God was setting things up because suddenly God was orchestrating all that so that when his brothers came to him down the road because famine hit them, and all of a sudden they're thinking like, we got to go to Egypt. You know, we got to go to Egypt. And of course, their dad is really concerned about the whole thing because they already lost one son.
Right.
You know, and finally they talked him into going, but they didn't bring Ben, you know, Benjamin. They left Benjamin there because their dad said, I'm not going to lose Benjamin too. I'm not going to lose the son of my right hand. And so they go and they look, and of course Joseph sees, they don't recognize, I mean, it's amazing when you look at the one that you persecuted for so long and you talked so bad about for so long, you felt so guilty about how you treated him so bad. There's no way. There's no way that God could have blessed them and used them and promoted them while your life's falling all apart. So your brain can't even have a grid. They're looking right at their own brother, and they don't even know he shows up. And so he says to them, he says, well, you're going to need to, long story short, go. Don't you have another brother?
Mm-hmm.
And they're thinking, oh my goodness, how does he know? And,
poor head.
You know, you bring Benji back, you bring Benjamin back, and then we'll chat. Of course, they don't care. They don't care about Joseph. They're just thinking about themselves. They go back and tell their dad, you've got to take Ben. He's like, no, you're not. You're not. Long story short, they take him, and he keeps him. And they find out who he is. And the first thing that they thought was, despite what they're looking at you like, and they act like, you know, that this is justifiable.
Mm-hmm.
When the truth hits, the reality of what they've done their entire life to you hits them suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize we deserve terrible things to happen to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And because they figured, you know, we said terrible things about this brother of theirs.
Mm.
And what happened was he just forgave them and told him, go get dad,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I got a place for you. And he had a place called Goshen. And I'm telling you, this is nothing new. I mean, I'm telling you what God's already sown into my heart to be able to tell you, encourage you. There is a Goshen for his people, but you get there by following God.
Mm-hmm.
You get there by repenting on how you treated your brothers and your sisters. You get there by saying, you know, you got to abide, because you got to know that he says no longer live here. You're actually going to have to go into a place that he called you out of, Egypt. Mm. But in that place, Egypt, he's going to protect you in the best land of the best everything, because he's put a person in a strategic place there that's going to make sure that you're taken care of. So all your little flaky teachings and stuff that says that can't happen, that's against the word of God. God can do anything. And he can put somebody in Egypt up under a Pharaoh who's worshiping the devil, put somebody there who hears his voice and can make sure you're taken care of.
Mm.
And give him the wisdom and the ability to interpret the dream he gave Pharaoh, not Joseph, the ability to interpret the dream. So, by the way, it goes to show you, just because you get a dream don't mean you know God.
Mm-hmm.
It may mean you need to find somebody who does know God so they can give you the interpretation of that dream, because if Pharaoh wouldn't have looked for a man of God, he would have collapsed with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And God told him the famine was coming. And I'm telling you now, some real, real tough times coming. This is what he says. He says, when I dry up the heavens so that there's no rain, When I bring famine amongst my people,
mm-hmm.
when I send locusts to divide, this is God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, when this, and it's happening right now. I mean, everything, just like he says, happening. He says, but if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and heal their land. It's so important. You know, don't believe your insurance company who says stuff like, you know, In some way they are prophesying. They go, you know, that we assure you for everything but acts of God, you know, and it's like, well, which one, sir, is the act of God and which one's not? That's a pretty rough place to be as an insurance company, right? Mm. And, but understand this, that God does allow these things to happen to bring us back to a place. And when this whole thing was going on and God was bringing in Joseph's brothers and the families and all, they're about 70 family members and some others. But he was going to bring them out of this place. A few years later, I would say about, what, 400 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
40,
yeah.
A million. Think about it. A million folks coming out of this place.
Mm.
And he's going to take them into the wilderness again, where he brought them from. But this time, he was going to be the grain. He was going to be the manna.
Wow.
He was going to be the water. He was going to show them who he was.
Right.
And this is the God. God wants to show himself to you. Don't get caught up in the horizontal, political, flaky teaching and stuff, whatever. Realize God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And that if you get this right, if you humble yourself and you get this right and you follow the red letters, you follow John chapter 15, verse you know, one and on, talking about how to abide with Jesus. Go to iabide.org. If you don't have an abiding plan, begin to abide with him.
Mm-hmm.
He can take you on a journey that brings you out of a wilderness, protects you in the time of a famine from a very place that he's going to bring you out of that oppresses you in the future, only to take you to a place, not only to give you grain while you were there in a place of bondage, the best grain available, but now he's going to give you manna from heaven and water from a rock, and he's going to forgive your sins and bring you into relations, and he's going to show himself to you. You're going to go to the tent of meetings, and you're going to meet the Father. He's got a plan going on here. So I just want to encourage you that understand that God is always walking out his narrative, his story, what he is doing. And men try to prostitute that, and they try to incorporate their narratives. But listen, this is the narrative. God loves you. He loves you deeply enough to die for you, to take your sin on and say, listen, I will not hold this against you if you make my son, Jesus Christ, the Lord of your life and depend totally and completely upon his finished work, what I did through him on the cross, and begin to allow him, as you abide with him, to lead you by my spirit into all righteousness for my name's sake. Let me tell you something. I got a journey waiting for you. It's going to bless your socks off. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program, just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.